President Donald Trump's nominee to lead the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, this week faced off against U.S. senators who wanted to know her views on vaccines and whether she supported recent changes made by Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. During Wednesday's U.S. Senate confirmation hearing, Susan Menares, Ph.D., fielded questions about Kennedy's decision to dismiss the 17 sitting members of the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, ACIP, and appoint 7 new ones. Senators also asked Menares if she would consider rejecting the new committee's recommendations. If confirmed, Menares would be tasked with accepting or rejecting ACIP's recommendations on vaccination practices. Menares affirmed her belief that vaccines save lives and pledged to prioritize vaccine availability. She said mRNA vaccines are safe and with demonstrated efficacy, and that she was unaware of any confirmed scientific link between vaccines and autism. Menares avoided directly answering questions from several Democratic senators about whether she disagreed with any of Kennedy's decisions while in office. The roughly two-hour hearing before the Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor and Pensions, HELP, was held at the same time as the ACIP meeting that many senators said they were very concerned about. The HELP committee has not yet scheduled a vote on whether to advance Menares's nomination to the full Senate. Menares pledges to rebuild trust in public health agencies. Trump nominated Menares after the White House abruptly withdrew its nomination of Dr. Dave Weldon to lead the agency. Weldon failed to secure enough votes, Politico reported, because of comments he made suggesting a link between autism and vaccines. Menares, who has a doctorate in microbiology and immunology, had served as acting director of the CDC before her nomination. She previously held roles at the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and in the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy. She was also previously deputy director of the Advanced Research Projects Agency for Health, ARPAH, an agency within the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services created by the Biden administration to accelerate high-risk, high-reward biomedical research. ARPAH is modeled after the U.S. military's Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. Medical freedom advocates have voiced concerns about Menares's work in biosecurity and her role in these organizations. In her opening remarks, she pledged to rebuild trust in public health agencies, modernize the CDC and local health infrastructure with state-of-the-art technologies, and strengthen the agency's capacity for evidence-based rapid decision-making capabilities. Senator Bernie Sanders, independent Vermont, used the hearing to sound the alarm about proposed cuts to Medicaid. Senators Lisa Blunt Rochester, Democrat Delaware, and Tammy Baldwin, Democrat Wisconsin, expressed frustration with cuts and changes to the CDC and asked Menares about her role in those changes and whether she supported them. Menares largely evaded the questions, saying she had limited knowledge about the cuts and promising to look into any concerns raised. Sanders also condemned Kennedy's announcement Wednesday that the U.S. would end funding for the Gates Foundation-backed Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance, claiming it will lead to 1.2 million preventable deaths. He asked Menares if she agreed with Kennedy that, "We should end our support for life-saving vaccines." "I think vaccines save lives," Menares responded. "I think that we need to continue to support the promotion of utilization of vaccines. I wasn't involved in that decision-making. If I'm confirmed as a CDC director, I will certainly look into it, and I'm happy to follow up." Senator Rand Paul, Republican Kentucky, questioned Menares about whether she believed Dr. Francis Collins and Dr. Anthony Fauci acted appropriately when they suppressed dissenting views on COVID-19, including those of Dr. Jay Bhattacharya, now head of the National Institutes of Health. "It is not something I would do," she said, when pressed. Paul also asked about U.S. public health agencies' collaboration with the Wuhan Institute of Virology and about gain-of-function research during the pandemic and during her time at the CDC. Menares said she hadn't had the opportunity to look at that research, but shared Paul's concerns. "There's about 10 books written about it," Paul said. 15 million people died. "You're going to be in charge of infectious disease, you know, you'd think you might have an opinion on, you know, where this came from and what happened. Watch the Senate HELP hearing here."